620-3602.
And I want to thank you so very much, Kathy Davis, for joining me. I want to thank Ife. Thank you so very much for being our engineer today. I'm Christine Blasdale. Stay tuned for more Fun Drive programming coming your way right here on WBAI.
I heard that George Stitt had moved away from the Willesden area and gone up around Chadwell Heath.
Cancer?
Yeah.
Oh, my. It's funny you should say that, because you remember Enid, who used to live across the road at number 104?
Yeah, just next to 105. Yeah.
Right. She's now working at the United Dairies down Green Lane.
What, cancer?
Yeah.
Christ. Remember the Nolan twins?
Oh, yeah.
Fifi Nolan.
And Ronnie.
And Ronnie Nolan, yeah. They've taken up darts.
Cancer?
Yeah.
This is Jose Santiago, news director at WBAI New York. We're moving, which means that for the past couple of weeks, we've been producing a nightly newscast with one hand and packing to move with the other. Over the next few days, it all comes to a head. We will literally be moving all our microphones, computers, editing equipment, etc., and carrying it all up to our new home in Harlem. That means that for the next few days, you will be hearing free speech radio news in place of the WBAI evening news during the news hours, 6 and 11:30 p.m. You won't be hearing our voices for a few days, but we will be working for you, preparing our new space to keep bringing you the WBAI evening news. We'll be back with you real soon, and as always, thank you for listening.
This is Phil Donahue, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5.
This conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Eisenhower's prophecy, unfortunately, became true.
The rush of battle. The glory of victory. The birth of heroes. These are the movies that brought the front lines to the front row. Every Saturday night, the Military Channel brings you the films that went beyond the battlefield and showed you war like...
Fed by a culture of war, which has even created its own television channel called the Military Channel.
On the Military Channel.
The arms industry is enjoying one of the most productive and rewarding times thanks to the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. In the meantime, the Pentagon's budget has risen to over $400 billion per year. That's more than four times the amount that the neoconservatives ever dared to dream in the year 2000. To maintain the Bush administration war doctrine, massive increases in military spending have been required. The United States now spends more than $400 billion annually on the military, seven times as much as the next biggest spender, and nearly equal to what the rest of the world spends combined.
That, my friends, was a clip from a documentary called The New American Century. It's part of the Great Lies in History 5-DVD set. It's an incredible set, and it's put together by my guest this hour. I'm so happy to have joining me back. Oh, by the way, I'm Christine Blasdale, in case you don't know. I'm welcoming in studio Massimo Mazzucco, filmmaker extraordinaire, Italian Renaissance man, as he is, and he is the gentleman behind the Great Lies in History 5-DVD set that we're going to be offering you this hour during this fun drive. Hello, Massimo.
Hello, Christina. Hello, everybody. Nice to be back here.
I am very, very happy to have you back here, because it just seems like, especially the information in the New American Century, it is more and more, how do we say?
Coming up to date.
And yes.
Yeah. People go, oh. And then you look at the date of the film, and it's 2007.
Yeah.
And when I was making it, people, actually I remember people telling me, you know, one day people will look at this and say, you knew. We know.
Well,
we know.
And in that clip that was talking about the fact that, what was it, that was over $400 billion under Bush for the military.
Well, yeah.
And in 2010, Obama's military budget was $663 billion. 2011 was $687 billion, and 2012, $646 billion. So we're not scaling down a whole lot, are we?
Well, that tells you how much power does the president have today, yeah, in respect vis-a-vis to the military power. I'm sure that Obama got his electability permission because he accepted to go along with the politics that were already put in place by the Pentagon before he came to the White House. I think that had to be the condition.
I want to have you explain some of the items in the 5-DVD set. It's called the Great Lies in History Pack. 5 DVDs. We have The New American Century, a classic that everyone should have. Cancer, The Forbidden Cures, UFOs and the Military Elite, The Second Dallas, Who Killed RFK, and The True History of Marijuana. Seems like odd, you know, an odd, yeah, mixture of things, but they kind of play, they kind of connected, aren't they?
At the end of the day, you find yourself with one single picture, and it's the single picture of this elite of people in power who have been controlling basically what has been happening in the Western world in the last 100 years, both in the world of medicine with the cancer industry, which is very, very enlightening to find out how we came to the situation we are in today. And in the military industry. And you realize, I mean, Donald Rumsfeld, at the same time he was selling weapons to Iraq, and he is one of the biggest shareholders in one of the largest pharmaceutical companies. It's all one big elite, which is coming to be identified now, I think. After the 99% movement started, this identification has started. And, you know, films like mine, seen all together, give you the impression at the end of the day that there is one enemy, really, or one counterpart, so to speak, and is not as strong as it could be seen once you start to identify it. It strengthens you, empowers you to know exactly what you're up against.
And that's why I wanted to bring this to our listeners, because for those who have never heard about the Great Lies in History Pack, it is a wake-up call on so many different issues. And it's so true that once you know you've been lied to, it's kind of tough for you to, you know, it's kind of tough to be lied over and over again. Although, you know, Americans, we sure are suckers for it.
Unless you're Bush and fool me once, fool me twice, he never figures that out.
Yeah,
right?
We couldn't get that right. The 5 DVDs that are in the Great Lies in History Pack, folks, they each, if you wanted to get them individually, you can, for a pledge of $100 a piece. But we have them together in this 5-DVD set for a pledge of $250 or $20.83 a month. We're going to play a couple clips from some of the features, some of the DVDs in this pack, but it is a really great deal, because when you think about it, if you pledged for all 5 of those, at $100, you'd have to pledge $500. We're going to get these to you for $250. We can talk all we want about these DVDs. We can tell you how great they are. I can tell you how important it is to my understanding of the world. But I think we need to play a clip, because for those of you who are still scratching your head saying, well, you know, the government wouldn't lie to me. The government would never go lie and go to a war unprovoked. Well, let's listen now to a clip From the New American Century. Again, this is must-see viewing for citizens. And this is part of the 5-DVD set. It's available by itself for a $100 pledge or in the 5-DVD set for a $250 pledge. This is the history, or just a small portion of the history, of false flag operations that have happened in our history and the many, many lies that have been told for the government to get their war on.
In 1898, the United States went to war against Spain in order to take control of the Caribbean area. The pretext came from the sinking of the USS Maine, which was anchored near the Cuban island. The Spanish were immediately accused of the attack, even though they sternly denied any involvement in it. The images of the sunken vessel and those of the sailors' funerals were shown in the first movie theaters of the nation, thus generating a strong wave of indignation that allowed Theodore Roosevelt, then Secretary of the Navy, to start a war he had already prepared to the smallest detail. Only in 1980, almost a century later, would America recognize that the Spanish were not responsible for the attack. In 1941, it was the infamous Pearl Harbor attack to generate a wave of indignation large enough for President Roosevelt to declare war on Japan.
The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
Almost 3,000 sailors died in the surprise attack. History would later reveal that the administration knew of the attack in advance, but it did everything possible to delay the transfer of information to the Hawaiian port. This was confirmed by Admiral Kimmel, the port's commander, who helplessly witnessed the massacre of his crews and the destruction of his vessels.
We needed one thing which our own resources could not make available to us. That vital need was the information available in Washington from the intercepted dispatches, which told when and where Japan would probably strike. I did not get this information.
In 1964, the United States decided to officially declare war on North Vietnam. The war pretext came from the so-called Tonkin Gulf incident, in which North Vietnamese boats were accused of having launched torpedoes against the American destroyer Maddox. Then Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara immediately announced to the press the upcoming military action.
Immediately following the attack, U.S. representatives in Saigon met with representatives of the South Vietnamese government. They jointly agreed that joint retaliatory action was required. The President's approval of this action...
But McNamara, 40 years later, would openly confess that the attack on the Maddox never took place.
No, it was just confusion. And events afterwards showed that our judgment that we'd been attacked that day was wrong. It didn't happen.
In the meantime, more than 60,000 U.S. soldiers and over 3 million Vietnamese civilians lost their lives. In 1990, the situation between the United States and Iraq had grown tense, and the group of neoconservatives around President Bush convinced him it was time to attack Saddam Hussein. The U.S. secretly informed Saddam that they had nothing against him taking over the oil fields of Kuwait, a territory the Iraqi dictator had always claimed as his own. Saddam took the bait, and Iraq invaded Kuwait.
Tonight, the first pictures of the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait.
At that point, Dick Cheney, who was then Secretary of Defense, gave Saudi Arabia some satellite photos in which 250,000 Iraqi soldiers could be seen amassing behind the Kuwaiti border. Fearing an invasion, the Saudis granted the U.S. the extraordinary permission to establish military bases on the territory. At the same time, the worldwide media launched a heavy campaign against Saddam, who was accused of having used lethal gas against his own people. No mention was made to the fact that the gas had been sold to Saddam by the United States, which then stood silent during the massacre, even though they were perfectly aware of it. The media campaign against the Iraqi dictator reached its peak with this touching testimony from a young Kuwaiti nurse who described to the world the atrocities committed by the Iraqi soldiers in her invaded country.
While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
The news shocked the entire world, and from that moment, no one had a word to say about the American bombing of Iraq. Ten years later, some journalists stumbled onto a set of satellite photographs taken by the Russians over the same desert in the same days.
It's what it didn't show that was more important. What you would have expected to have seen were tanks on the border. There were none that we could that could be seen. There was nothing behind the border that could have supported that kind of number of troops and tanks.
The same pictures that showed the Iraqi tanks in Kuwait City also showed that there was absolutely nothing behind the Saudi border. Not a tank, not a vehicle, not a single man. At the same time, the nurse who had brought to tears the entire world turned out to be the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador in Washington. She had faked the entire incubator story after having been professionally trained by one of the most important advertising agencies in Washington, Hill and Knowlton.
Oh no, they won't lie to go to war. That woman, that young lady, lied. Not only did she lie about what the Iraqi soldiers had done, but she had lied to the point where the entire nation was swept up in indignation, and they went and went after Saddam. That was the first time. That was Daddy Bush. And we spent how much money on that? And we killed how many people? This is just part of the new American century, which is just part of the great lies in history pack. Again, we haven't even scratched the surface of how many lies have been perpetrated for this, these criminals, really, are insane madmen to have wars. We haven't even talked about Operation Northwoods, how they wanted to go to war with Cuba and how they were willing to risk, they were actually willing to kill American citizens. Yeah, had not a problem about it, did they?
It's there in black and white. There's a CIA plan from 1962 saying that one of the options to declare to go to war with Cuba would be to cause a fake downing of an American airplane and then accuse the Cubans, and we would definitely, you know, kill American lives, but that would be worth, because then we have an excuse to go to war. I mean, it's part of their philosophy. When we say, I had this reaction first. When I was first faced with the possibility that 9/11 had been an inside job, my first honest reaction was, oh, no, Americans would never do that to themselves. I mean, this is natural. Everybody thinks of that. But then again, I mean, it's true. Americans would not do that to themselves, but these people are not just Americans. They are very, very, very special kind of Americans. They think in different terms, and they think of Americans as collateral damage, disposable for their, you know, to their long-term means. They don't really care about that. So it's a totally different mentality. Once you understand that mentality, and this is why I'm saying all the five films, in a way, tie in together, because it's different stories. One is the assassination of Robert Kennedy. One is the UFO, the story of how the military have been hiding the information on UFOs for 50 years. But at the end of the day, you see like the mechanics of the lies and the mechanics of the manipulation of the media. And it's always the same. So once you learn to recognize that, you will learn that you're vaccinated against lies for the rest of your life. And that's I think, is what is the real purpose. Once you understand to recognize the lie, no matter where the next lie will come on a different field, because you already know that those are the mechanics, and you will be prepared to not to be deceived.
Exactly, and that's what the importance of this five-disc set, the Great Lies in History Pack, which we are offering to you for a pledge of just $20.83 a month. Now, you can get the New American Century by itself. It's available for a $100 pledge or $8.33 a month, but you get five DVDs altogether, getting them for just $250 or $20.83 a month. You heard in that clip, too, McNamara saying, well, you know, our judgment was just wrong. As far as that whole lie, it didn't happen. You tell that to the 60,000 U.S. soldiers who died. You tell that to the million of Vietnamese people who died. You tell that to the soldier who today is on the streets, homeless from Vietnam, destroyed, utterly destroyed, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually destroyed, that you got that wrong. You spent how much money? You killed how many people for a lie? Well, and it repeats constantly.
Yeah, because the Constitution, the American Constitution, does not allow the president to go to war. We cannot go to war. Preemptively, we have to be attacked first. That's what the Constitution says. So you have to create an incident every time you need to go to a war. It's as simple as that.
We need to get 20 people picking up the pack this hour in order for me to make my goal, or a whole lot of people picking up one of the DVDs by themselves. The number to call is 516-620-3602 to get the Great Lies in History 5 DVD set. It is available to you for a $250 contribution. You know, here at WBAI, a lot of times when we offer DVDs, they are available at $100 per. Every single DVD in this set is available by itself for a $100 contribution. So if you got all five of those, you would have had to pledge $500, but you can get all five together in the Great Lies in History pack for a $250 pledge by calling 516-620-3602. The number again, 516-620-3602. And I understand from Massimo that you can make copies of these DVDs if you like to hand out freely, so you don't just sit on this information. And included in the five DVD set, these are just some of the items that you're going to get. Again, each DVD is available by itself for a $100 contribution to WBAI, but you can get them all five together for a $250 pledge. The New American Century, that's available by itself or in the pack. Cancer, The Forbidden Cures, that is available by itself or in the pack. UFOs and the Military Elite, also available by itself or in the pack. The Second Dallas, Who Killed RFK, an incredible documentary, a landmark documentary that summarizes some of the best evidence ever that has emerged, contradicting the official story of Robert Kennedy's assassination. Also included in the pack is The True History of Marijuana. When you see this documentary, you are going to be forever, your mind is going to be forever changed about the marijuana, the cannabis plant, and the miraculous properties of cannabis. Again, the number to call, 516-620-3602. You can put the donation to WBAI on your credit card, your Visa, a MasterCard, American Express card. Get all five DVDs for a $250 contribution, or pick one of them for $100. Whatever you choose, do step up to the plate right now. Step up to the plate for truth, for supporting free speech radio, truth radio. The number to call to do that, though, is 516-620-3602. You can also log on to WBAI.org, and you can click on the banner that reads the February Fund Drive, and you can just put in the search engine there under the gifts any of the titles you hear. You could put in Great Lies and get the pack, or put in The New American Century, an incredible documentary that we think everyone should be having and sharing with others. 516-620-3602. We need to raise a lot of funds this hour, and this hour you can contribute to WBAI staying healthy into 2013 and beyond. 516-620-3602. Massimo, I want to have you tell people what is in the five DVD set. This again, folks, five incredible films that are your... Oh, by the way, can people make copies of these?
Absolutely. It says at the end of every DVD, free copy and free distribution. So you're encouraged to make copies and to distribute them to everybody you know around yourself.
That's perfect, because sitting on knowledge like this doesn't help anybody. We want you to share this with as many people as possible. So again, Massimo is going to go through what all five DVDs are on here. Go ahead. What's in this
DVD set? We're talking enough about the New American Century. Basically, what it is the history of the neocons, the group that is believed to have been behind 9/11, and it shows all the historical, the political, the ideological reasons for which it makes sense that they were the ones that needed to go to war and actually did go to war and gained from it. I mean, if you get to the final chapter of the New American Century, you will see how your own money, our own money, has been spent through contracts that the Vice President Dick Cheney awarded to the former Vice President's company, Halliburton. So basically, this guy leaves Halliburton, comes into the White House, declares war to Afghanistan and Iraq, and then awards the contracts for rebuilding Iraq to Halliburton, his own former company. I mean, it's not even a revolving door. It's a revolving scandal in a way. I mean, because it's our money after all, and it's their lives after all. Anyway, that is basically the New American Century. Cancer of the Forbidden Cures is, unfortunately, I believe, a very important film because it shows not only how many cures for cancer based on natural products there have been in the last 100 years, and how they've all been suppressed, ignored, or distorted, or denied, simply because there is no money to be made out of them. As you know, the law says you cannot patent a natural product, and obviously nobody is interested in patenting, for example, sodium bicarbonate, making a drug based on sodium bicarbonate, which nobody can patent. So every time a cure has emerged that seemed to work and had proved to work, it has been suppressed, it has been denied, and the people who brought it forth have been ostracized. And now, I've only collected and presented in the film the natural cures that are allegedly working, which have enough support and material support that makes you believe that they work, because there are so many, many more that it makes you wonder why, and you come to the conclusion, obviously, that the last thing that the medical industry wants to do is actually find a cure for cancer. And this is really an eye-opener. It was for me, because when I make these films, I also learn what I put in there. It's not that I'm born with knowing all of this. I just make research, and I try to piece it together, and whatever are my conclusions, I put them out in a DVD. It was an eye-opener for me to understand how we got to the situation today with the medical industry. So I think the historical part in that film is also very important, because it shows, in 100 years, step by step, what happened and how did the medical industry take over. First, it took over the teaching and the university. Then they took over the production of the chemical drugs. Then they put out of business the natural doctors. And then basically they took over now the experimentation process and the publication, scientific publication. So basically they control the whole thing right now. They produce the medicine, mm-hmm. they do their own testing, and then they write the publication. So who's going to know what is real and what is not in there? There's no way for us to know anymore. But anyway, the other film that I find interesting of late is the True History of Marijuana, because that also shows, for example, how the drug aspect of marijuana is really not that important after all. It was just an excuse to get the cannabis plant out of business because of the industrial problems it created. So it was mostly the industry, the new industry that was being born in the 1930s, the textile synthetic industry, the petroleum industry, and again the medicine industry. They decided that they needed to get rid of cannabis because it was an incredible competitor in terms of industrial capacities. So they figure out that by going after the drug aspect and making it the diabolical drug that they made it into, they could get rid of the whole plant, which they did. The reason why the growing of cannabis today in the world is forbidden is the result of that war on the cannabis plant. It was not the war on the drug. It was a war on the plant. Then you go to a film like UFO and the Military Elite, and it seems like you're going to suddenly be talking about the Little Green Man. The only Little Green Man you will see in my film are the generals, really. It does not talk about aliens. It talks about humans and how the Pentagon has been controlling and suppressing all the information willingly and openly at some point for the last 50 years on UFOs. So then you can draw your own conclusions on what the reality may be. It doesn't tell you that aliens exist, but it shows how far they went to suppress this information. So one, you know, wonders why would they do that if they really didn't exist after all. Then the other one is the second Dallas, which is on the RFK assassination. I mean, absolutely, and it really shows how the support of the people is important, because this kind of information you would not get somewhere else. And I really, really think it's important to give stations like yours all the support that you can, because it's our only guarantee to information to that we know we get the other side of the story. Otherwise, if we kill things like this, then really, really, there is nothing else you can look into for that.
It's the only place that you can question any of this.
And
it's even difficult. It's even difficult here to question it. And in particular, this is just relating a little bit back to RFK and John F. Kennedy. This is from Russ Baker. Is the government holding back crucial documents? Next year will be half a century since the death of JFK, and the Obama administration thinks we need to keep secret the records on the matter a little bit longer. Believe it or not, more than 50,000 pages of JFK assassination related documents are being withheld in full. And an untold number of documents have been partially withheld or released with everything interesting blacked out. So this is coming from the administration that said, we're going to give you more transparency to the things that the people want.
Yeah, except for the matters, for the things that matter.
Except for the assassination of a president. Don't even get me started on that. Again, more digging that needs to be done on that realm. But again, it's being classified from President Obama. The number to call, folks, if you want to get a hold of these five DVDs, you can get any one of them individually. So if you wanted to get The New American Century by itself, it's a $100 pledge. If you wanted to get Cancer, The Forbidden Cures by itself, it's a $100 pledge. The second Dallas, Who Killed RFK? It's a fantastic documentary. It's just, after you watch this, there is just no question that something very strange happened. And there was, I think, new witnesses who had came forward just recently about for Sirhan, right?
Yes, absolutely. What is already shown in the film is now coming to the level of mainstream media, because this kind of information cannot be held back for much longer, apparently. And Sirhan is requesting a new trial because of this new information, clearly showing that there was a second killer. By the way, and I don't mean this to be a teaser, but you walk away from my film and you'll actually walk away knowing who and how really killed Robert Kennedy. You know the name of the person, the face of the person, and how he did it. Because it could have been very obvious to everybody if they just wanted to look into it. Of course, the point is that they did not want to look into it.
And there's so much on that DVD. There's just so much information. The whole thing about the photographer who took pictures, and then only the pictures the pictures before the shooting and after the shooting, they all were given back to him from
this
the kid, LAPD.
Yeah,
but the ones when the shots were fired,
those
were missing.
He took a 36-shot roll, and he had, like, the first 10 was when Kennedy was speaking outside. Then he was following Kennedy into the pantry, and he shot the actual sequence of the shooting. And then he shot the aftermath. And his camera was confiscated immediately by the police right after. And when they returned the pictures to him, they only returned a roll that had the shots before and after, but not those that were during the assassination. He fought for 20 years, legally.
20 yeah, years.
20
they said,
years.
We'll give them to you in 20 years.
To get those things back. And finally, when the time came to get those negatives back, it turned out that they had been burned and disposed of and burned even before the Sirhan trial started. So basically he's been, you know, made a fool of for 20 years, and those things were destroyed immediately.
Destroyed immediately indeed. The number to call to get a hold of this incredible content that should be front page news, really. It should be looked back into. It's amazing. It's not. It's called The Great Lies in History, 5-DVD set, all of those DVDs, 5 of them, hours and hours and hours of incredible content for you, the WBAI listener. It is available for a contribution of $250. You can get any of those DVDs by themselves for a $100 contribution. Get The New American Century by itself, or Cancer, The Forbidden Cures, or The Second Dallas, Who Killed RFK, The True History of Marijuana and UFOs and the Military Elite. All of those DVDs are available by themselves, and if you pledged for them individually, you would have to pledge $500, but we're going to give them all to you in a beautiful box set, the Great Lies in History box set, for a $250 contribution. The number to call to get a hold of this incredible information, and Massimo is saying he's encouraging you to make copies of this to hand out freely to family, friends, strangers. The number to call to get a hold of this is 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602. Do give us a call. When the people answer the phones, please tell them if you want to get the pack, the Great Lies in History 5 DVD set, or if you want to pick up any one of the DVDs that are available within that, you can do that for just a $100 contribution. 516-620-3602. You can also log on to WBAI.org. Perhaps you're on your cell phone, you're not able to make a phone call, but you're browsing or you're at home on the computer. You can go to WBAI.org and click on our fund drive banner and make your selection. There's lots and lots of incredible thank you gifts during our winter fund drive. I'm Christine Blasdale. I'm so very happy to be visiting here, actually, from Los Angeles, the sister station to WBAI in L.A. It's KPFK, and I am so very happy. This staff, I want to tell you, you should be very, very proud of the people that work here at WBAI. They have not only welcomed me with open arms and have been so warm, which I'm very glad because it's very cold here compared to where I came from. It's about a 50-degree difference. But I don't mind the weather at all, because inside here in this amazing radio station, there are such talented, really dedicated journalists and dedicated producers and just dedicated human beings that really want to change the world. And so I hope that you agree with me and that you put your money where your ears are. If you listen to this radio station day in and day out, please do support it. If you don't, it's very simple. It goes away. Just like these stories that we're talking about, the real investigation that should have been launched into RFK, you know, for JFK as well. But all of these things, the actual amazing properties of cannabis and marijuana, the New American Century digging deep into the neocons' plans, and how far have they gotten since 9/11? But it goes back before that. The wars that have been started under false pretenses. Vietnam is probably one of the, is something that has affected so many millions of people, and yet it did not have to happen. Imagine if we could stop the next war and how many millions of lives we could save and keep from harm's way. 516-620-3602. That is the number to call if you support free speech radio, if you support truth in your media. Please call right now, 516-620-3602. You can make as many copies of this as you like. The 5 DVD set, the Great Lies in History 5 DVD set, is a $250 contribution, but you can make 5 copies of these DVDs, 500, 5,000 copies of them if you wish, to hand out freely. Call right now, 516-620-3602. Every single DVD is available by itself for a $100 pledge, but you would have to pay $500 to get all 5 of those DVDs. You're going to get them in the Great Lies in History pack. It's a 5 DVD set, all of them put together by Massimo Mazzucco for a $250 pledge, or just $20.83 a month. It comes out to be 68 cents a day, and every single one you can make multiple copies of. You can hand out freely to friends and family for a pledge of just $20.83 a month. We'll put you on a payment plan. I need to get 20 people all together picking up the Great Lies in History pack for a pledge of just $20.83 a month. Won't you be one of those callers right now? Okay, you have to ask yourself, why is it that history keeps repeating itself? And why is it that we keep falling into these traps? Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11. But during the ramp up of the war, the media, the corporate media, and public media, public radio as well, just jumped on the bandwagon, and they were allowing these people to say these things on the air. And it got to the point that right before we started doing shock and awe and bombing the snot out of Iraq, that many people thought that Saddam actually had something to do with 9/11.
70%.
That is the power of the media. 70% of Americans.
Yes.
And I know they're educated people. They're not dumb. They're not stupid. But when you have a psyop, collapse when you have a media that just repeats, 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 and you have Fox News who goes completely bonkers and is so excited and so jazzed about war, and they're interviewing the generals and they're talking to about this new plane that can drop bombs, and we have drones and we have all of this stuff. The violence that we are sitting by, and I'm sorry, if you sit by and watch this happen, there are 5 million Iraqi orphans. Do you know that? 5 million. Could you imagine in this country 5 million of anything? 5 million fish? 5 million people who have been amputated from a war zone? 5 million orphans. Imagine the pain and the suffering that we have put on these people, not to mention Afghanistan. Don't even get me started on that. But the fact is that they have lied and lied, and no one has held them accountable. We should be out of Iraq by now. We should be out of Afghanistan by now. But instead, we keep ramping it up. We have wars and we don't even know what country we're in a war with. And you know what? And I'm sorry, but they talk about public radio. Well, at least you guys have public radio. You know what? We are the only radio station that actually challenges this military-industrial complex. We are the only one. And as far as the public radio and NPR, you know, this came out too, again, from Russ Baker. I want to thank him so much at whowhatwhy.com. Just recently, a divided federal appeals court overturned a previous ban on public broadcasting stations running political ads. That's right. So you could be listening to, NPR, and they can run a political ad. We don't take political ad money. We're not going to have any kind of commercial because we are beholden to you, the people. And we know that, you know, both parties, I'm sorry, both parties, I know that one is like evil and one's evil light. But you know what? Both parties have sold out the American people. And it's about time that the 99% realized that this is something that we have to get smart about. We have to become educated, and we have to say enough is enough. Think about the lies in history, the millions of people that have been affected by these lies, and the American people who have sat back, lived in Disneyland, and everything was fine. If you noticed, everything has been fine and dandy when it happens outside of our borders. When we are causing destruction and hardship and economic hardship on other people, on brown people, on black people, well, it's too bad, but it's over there. Now the chicken has come home to roost. Now we're losing our jobs. Now we're facing troubles. And then now people are waking up. And I'm asking you right now to support the one station within your earshot that allows this information to go out. We can play clips from Operation Northwoods. You can't do that anywhere else. Are you crazy? I needed 20 people to get the pack. We have a few lines open right now. I'm going to let Massimo talk for a little bit, because I'm sorry, but this makes me, it makes me really mad. It makes me very, very angry. It's not so much, you just take one of the DVDs, okay? Even just the cancer DVD. Think about all the millions of people who could have been helped.
8 million people a year die of cancer. That is 20,000 people a day die of cancer. And I am convinced at this point that half of them would not need to die if they knew more and if they were allowed to have more options into natural products that do cure cancer. And by the way, Dr. Simoncini, he is the last chapter of my film, is my very good friend also. I've been interviewing his patients, because at the beginning, this is the doctor who cures cancer with sodium bicarbonate. And initially it sounded like a joke. So I wanted to interview, I asked him to interview his patients, and I started to do that. And if you go on the internet now, you'll find at least 40 of my own interviews on Dr. Simoncini's on people who were terminal and were sent home to die, basically, who went and did the sodium bicarbonate cure and were healed. And guess what? Now, the Arizona University is starting a protocol with sodium bicarbonate to cure cancer. So there's so much vituperated Dr. Simoncini. I hope one day he gets a Nobel Prize, because he was the first to say that. What I've done is I've included in the bonus DVD some recent interviews of patients. Two of them are Americans, actually, that have healed during this following this protocol with sodium bicarbonate. And they're very, very interesting, because they really show you not only how you can heal easily, but you don't have to lose your organs. A uterus, a woman with a cancer to the uterus, she was told that she had to remove the uterus. She was 25, 26. She hasn't even had babies early. She tried the Simoncini method. She healed by herself by simply doing douches, washing with sodium bicarbonate. the cancer is completely gone, and now she can have babies. She did not lose the organs, and she's healthy. Of course, that's one less patient that the cancer industry had to milk from. But unfortunately, you know, we would like to have our own lives back. So I think it's absolutely important. When you think of these DVDs, also think of how many people around you you can make copies and give them to, and how many more can they give this information to once they've seen it, if they deem it's important. Because it's very important that this kind of word of mouth happens also in copying the DVDs, because this is really the only way you can spread this kind of information. So this is my double encouragement in get my DVDs and duplicate them as much as you want.
So you can make copies of these to hand out freely. It's called the Great Lies in History Pack. It's a 5-DVD set for a pledge of just $20.83 a month. It's 68 cents a day. You can make multiple copies and hand them out freely. In the pack, you get the New American Century, essential for anyone listening to my voice right now. This is about the neocons. This sets it up. This shows you how insane they are. Their insatiable desire for death. This will upset you. This will upset you when you see how our fathers have been lied to, and our grandfathers have been lied to, and so many generations have been lied to, and we're still being lied to. 818-985-5735. I can still hear George Bush saying the mushroom cloud, the Saddam Hussein, and then Connie Rice, the mushroom cloud, and Donald Rumsfeld with the mushroom cloud. It was all a lie to get us into war. And our young men and women who are over there are going to be scarred for life. You don't go to a hellish nightmare like that and come back all hunky-dory because someone has put a flag in your window. That is something that they are going to have to live with. And the ramifications of those actions that have happened there, it's going to last a lifetime. That is how important we need to stand up, and why you need to stand up for KPFK. Also in this pack, Cancer, The Forbidden Cures, The Second Dallas, Who Killed RFK, a great documentary, The True History of Marijuana. This will also make you upset, too, because you see that we had relied on hemp, and instead of embracing the fact of the great medicinal qualities and the amazing properties of hemp itself as far as a product is concerned.
Proven now scientifically.
Imagine all the trees we wouldn't have had to cut down. We could have a whole true green revolution if they would just... No, but they had to illegalize the entire plant, including the hemp product.
Of course.
You can make clothes out of it. You can make paper. You can make textiles out of it. This is so insane. We got to stop the insanity. And you also get UFOs and the military elite. I've seen it. It's not a crazy woo-woo movie. It is very, very interesting to see the cover-up that has happened on this issue. And Massimo doesn't take you to that thing and say, well, this you have to believe in this or that. He just shows you the facts. Here it is. And you come up with your own conclusion. And that's what I like about it. You're not preachy. You don't do any of that. You just say, here's the evidence. You decide. That's right. You decide. Give us a call right now. Pick up this 5-DVD set. Hours and hours of content that you're going to be watching, and you can make copies of it. You want to make 500, 5,000, 50,000 copies of these DVDs. Massimo Mazzucco, the filmmaker, is saying you can do that. Call this number right now, 516-620-3602. Put it on your Visa, American Express, MasterCard. Call up right now. If you pledged for each of these items individually, and you can just get The True History of Marijuana, or you could just get, if you want, The New American Century. We played a clip from that in the very beginning. But those DVDs individually are, you have to pledge $100 per DVD. We will give you all five of them in the Great Lies in History Pack for a $250 contribution to WBAI. Oh, and did I say, I forgot to say, it's a tax-deductible contribution to WBAI, because we're a nonprofit radio station. We're not sponsored by Boeing. We're not sponsored by any military-industrial complex company or multinational corporation. We're sponsored by you, human beings who like to live. The number to call, 516-620-3602. Earlier I checked, and we have some wonderful listeners who have called in and have pledged for the 5-DVD set, the Great Lies in History 5-DVD set, a $250 contribution. We do have some people calling in right now and making pledges. I had a goal of 20. I wanted to reach 20. We are 8 away. We need 8 people within my voice. Think of all the people that are listening to me right now.
now, eight of you calling this number and pledging your support to this amazing radio station, 516-620-3602. The little radio station that could, right? The little radio station that actually has the audacity, the courage to question authority. You need somebody to question authority, don't you think? And WBAI has been there since the beginning, questioning its government, questioning what has been happening in its name with its tax dollars. 516-620-3602. Again, I need eight of you wonderful listeners out there to call up and support. You can put it on your credit card. You could do a payment arrangement. That's not a problem. The number to call, 516-620-3602. The calls are coming in, and I see now that I need five more people before the end of this hour. I would love to have five more people before I go back to more content, but I need you to pick up the phone. That's the only way it can happen. 516-620-3602. You can pledge online as well at wbai.org. Five DVDs that you can make as many copies of as you like, and it features the new American century, cancer, the forbidden cures. Find out what is being suppressed in the fight against cancer. UFOs and the military elite. This is not about little green men. It is about the cover-up. It is about how the military has been covering up so many cases, so many histories of sightings of UFOs. Why even bother if it's not a big deal, if it's just some crazy sci-fi looniness, right? Also in this pack is the second Dallas, Who Killed RFK, and the True History of Marijuana. Please call right now. We just need a few more of you to call, 516-620-3602. Let's make this fun drive a spectacular drive. Let's make sure that WBAI is healthy and strong in 2013. We need this station more now than ever before. 516-620-3602. The five DVD set, The Great Lies in History Pack. It is yours for a pledge of $20.83 a month. You can make multiple copies of these DVDs, so you can make 5, 50, 500, 5,000, however many you want to. You can burn, baby, burn. You can get in the pack, you get The True History of Marijuana, The New American Century, Cancer, The Forbidden Cures, UFOs, and The Military Elite, The Second Dallas, Who Killed RFK, for a pledge of just $20.83 a month. And unlike those other public media outlets, we are not going to be airing political ads. We are not getting paid political ads, because we are brought to you by you, the people. And, you know, that to me, that is like such a shame. That is such a crying shame that they have folded to that and are going to be running political ads. I think that's insane. It's crazy. It's so crazy. The information that we're talking about, all of this is in the five DVD set, The Great Lies of History. Folks, if you called earlier and the lines were busy, we had a huge run. So if you want to focus in on the alternative cancer treatments, there's Cancer, The Forbidden Cures. You can make copies of that and hand out, or you can make copies of The New American Century. You know, The True History of Marijuana is in this, The Second Dallas, Who Killed RFK, and also UFOs and the Military Elite, for a pledge of $20.83. A month. The phone lines have opened a little bit, so you can get in right now.
Just one thing I forgot to say about the film on the marijuana. Not only is the industrial aspect the most important, but also the medical one is shown in the film, that now we have actual scientific proof that it cures cancer. Like before, we knew we did, but it wasn't known why. Now they figure out why. It's a very complex system that has to do with endocannabinoids being replicated by the cannabinoids, or rather the cannabinoids, the chemical compounds of the plants, which actually replicate the same exact endocannabinoids which we produce. And when we are short of those, it turns out that the marijuana provides our immune system with them, and so our immune system goes back to work as if it were new. This is a new discovery that has been made in the last few years. And now they've done tests and they've seen in laboratory level that marijuana actually cures cancer. But of course, nobody's going to tell you that. Nobody's going to tell you that. And they will keep prohibiting it. And even Obama now has turned his back on the medical marijuana and has had raids in California, which I don't think they were expected a month or so ago.
Well, he's turned his back on a lot. You know, like, yeah. I said, I liked candidate Obama. He was all right. He was against a bunch of stuff that we were all against. And then when he came president, it was like, Guantanamo, keep it open. Mm-hmm. Oh, indefinite detention. Let's put that into effect, shall we? And again, for those of you who are still sitting there going, well, no, a government would never hurt American people. They wouldn't do that. They always say how much they love us. Do you know? I mean, your film covers the wars that have taken place, the Vietnam and the
Each single big war in the last century has been based on an incident that did not exist, that was created or provoked or lied, invented completely, each one.
And we're not even taking into effect, folks, the experiments that they've done, the military has done on citizens. In 1950, they had sprayed bacteria over the city of San Francisco, which caused numerous citizens to get a pneumonia-like illness. It killed one person. One family who was the man who was killed sued for gross negligence, but a federal judge ruled in the favor of the government in 1981. In 1955, the CIA conducted a biological warfare experiment where they released whooping cough from boats outside of Tampa Bay, Florida, and it caused a whooping cough epidemic in the city. So don't think that these people are necessarily looking out for your best interest. You need to keep them honest, but you need to know that they're lying and when they're lying, and we're trying to give you this information so that you're better judges, your judgment on when the especially when the government lies, that you can sniff it out and you can see what's going on and you can make a different have a different reaction. Massimo, what can you tell our listeners about
just one thing.
Station.
I presume that a listener already has a certain set of mind in a way, so that he or she might be more ready to understand this. But to them, I say, think also of what you can do by duplicating these DVDs and giving them to those who do not listen to this kind of radio station normally, because that's how you spread, how you make the information travel really. Because you know, if we keep talking about each other about it within each other, it doesn't really go anywhere. But once you start duplicating this and having them duplicate this, then it really becomes important.
That is Massimo Mazzucco telling you that you can make multiple copies of his DVD set, The Great Lies in History. This is a 5-DVD set, hours and hours of content, and you can make multiple copies of it. Again, you can burn until it hurts, okay? 5 DVDs. The 5 DVDs that are featured in The Great Lies in History pack is the true history of marijuana. When you really see the war on this plant, I mean, just take out, don't even think about the whole THC thing and cannabis and the medical properties of that or, you know, people going, little, you know, young people getting high. Don't even think about that. Think about the hemp plant itself. We would have saved so many trees. We could have a true green revolution if they allowed the hemp products to be hitting the market. Imagine all the mom and pop shops that could open up. Imagine all of the industry that could happen from hemp oil. We could run cars on it, for crying out loud, and it grows like a weed. Hello. The number to call to get this DVD set is 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602. I don't know if you've ever worn hemp clothing, but it is very comfortable. It is an amazing, amazing plant, and we could do so much with it, but it's outlawed, baby, because it is just too powerful, and it's really a miracle plant. Another wonderful DVD in the Great Lies in History 5-DVD set is Cancer, the Forbidden Cures. It does also talk, there's a section on cannabis in there, but also on so many other treatments that have been labeled as quacks and not talked about and really not covered by the corporate media. Also in this pack is The Second Dallas, Who Killed RFK? Compelling evidence in this documentary that what we were told about Robert Kennedy's assassination there in Los Angeles was complete phooey. Also in this 5-DVD set is The New American Century. I think this is essential viewing for anyone. The number to call to get all 5 DVDs. You can get any one of these. Oh, also UFOs and the Military Elite, that's in there too. You can get any one of these DVDs for $100 contribution by itself. If that's all you got and you want to support WBAI, you can do that. Pledge $100 and pick up The New American Century or Cancer, the Forbidden Cures. That's fine. But if you really want to score,
you really want to get a great deal and you really want to help this amazing institution, WBAI in New York, your community radio station. This is yours, folks. You know, this is nothing. It's not mine. And it's the public's radio station. And you deserve to hear WBAI, but you definitely need to support it. You can get all five of those DVDs, not for $500 pledge, but for $250. And you can put it on your credit card so you can do a payment plan if you want. 516-620-3602. Or you can log on to WBAI.org. The great lies in history. This means that we, the American people, have been lied to for a very long time on a whole host of things about the true nature of the hemp plant, of cannabis and hemp. We have been lied about reasons to go to war over and over and over again. In the New American Century, you will hear that Kuwaiti ambassador's daughter, who they claimed was a nurse, they claimed that she was a Kuwaiti nurse, and she faked the story that the Iraqi soldiers came in and threw the babies on the floor and left them to die. That was a lie. And it launched a war. Do you see the power of media? Do you see the power of people-sponsored, community-sponsored radio? This is your station, and this is your moment to support it. We need you more than ever. We don't have big advertising money coming in. We're not sponsored by Boeing or Raytheon or any of these companies that make a killing off of killing. We only keep the lights on from your contributions, your small contributions, your hard-earned contributions. So please support this right now. 516-620-3602. I have only a minute or two left to go, and we need as many calls as possible. I had checked earlier, and we were just two folks away from reaching my goal. We had an original goal of how many listeners that we wanted to have in, call in and pledge. Well, we got almost everybody. We're just too shy. So if you can hear me, if you hear and feel the content of this five DVD set, lots of content in this Great Lies in History pack, please call right now. I just need two more of you to call. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. I'm almost out of time. Please keep those calls coming in. I want to thank so much Mr. Michael G. Hastings for being with me today and being my wonderful engineer. I'm Christine Blasdale. Stay tuned for more Fun Drive programming coming your way right here on WBAI 99.5 FM. Pescador del Rio Bravo, canoero, canoero, nacido entre los zarzales, a orillita del Paraná, tomador de mate amargo.
Hey there, friends, this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. Having been a little under the weather, as we all have, huh? Well, help us with our recovery. Go to WBAI.org and help us by joining the Buddy System. The more people we have on a recurrent basis giving money to the station, the less we'll have to have fun drives. Help us cut down on those, and we'll do what we can for you. WBAI.org. Buddy. Make a difference.
Hello, I'm Hugh Hamilton, inviting you to support WBAI, listener-sponsored commercial-free radio, here at 99.5 FM and streaming live on the web at WBAI.org. Our February fundraising drive is currently in progress and will continue through Monday, March 4th at midnight. Please join us by making a pledge of support, calling us at 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602 with a pledge of support to WBAI, your listener-sponsored commercial-free radio station, where the more you listen, the more you know.
We're your girls from Maha Bridges Academy in Brooklyn.
And I'm their teacher.
I'm Emily.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Diamond.
March 9th, it is International Fly Girls Day.
Say what now?
Yeah, Hermie. International Fly Girls Day.
What's that?
It's a day to celebrate the fly in all girls. A day to make ourselves our own sheroes.
It could be your homie, your sister, your daughter, your granddaughter, your neighbor.
Yep. On that day, for 24 hours, it's all about celebrating our fly. That means our power, our smartness, our brilliance, our beauty, all for us girls.
International Fly Girls Day, March 9th.
International Fly Girl Day will launch at a very special intergenerational event at Mott Hall Bridges Academy, Brooklyn, March 9th. You're invited, so come. We'd love to see you.
For more details, call 718-345-6912.
International Fly Girls Day is an emotional justice special event hosted by me, Esther Armat. Come on out.
Hi, this is Jerry Stiller. You are listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Where are my keys? Anybody see my keys? Who took my keys?
Hello, I'm Hugh Hamilton, inviting you to support WBAI, listener-sponsored commercial-free radio, here at 99.5 FM and streaming live on the web at WBAI.org. Our February fundraising drive is currently in progress and will continue through Monday, March 4th at midnight. Please join us by making a pledge of support, calling us at 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602 with a pledge of support to WBAI, your listener-sponsored commercial-free radio station, where the more you listen, the more you know. Yo, yo.
Okay, well, pull the mic over. This is not a recording. This is not Robert Knight. This is not even Max Schmid. This is our Sydney or Ken or Tony. It's Jim. Good morning, Max.
Well, good morning, Jim.
And let's see. Why was I? Oh, I know. I was thinking of you. Guess. No, that's not it. Ah, here we are. I have for later in the morning a short story, and it's not by Finn O'Donovan. Or is it? Or maybe it is. It's Robert Sheckley.
Oh, okay.
And it's a happy Valentine's Day, everybody. By the way. Will you heart my Valentine? Will you be my Valentine? It is, this is a hilarious, wonderful, totally apropos Valentine's Day story. But first, you know, people are going to have to be my Valentine. And they do that by calling our 516 number, right?
Yeah, showing some love.
Show us some love. And pay for it. And pay for it. Wait, is that illegal?
Paying for love over the radio?
Well, it would make one hell of a premium.
Well, the BAI kissing booth.
Oh, yeah, complete with, like, you know.
With change for your dollar.
Yes, exactly. Indeedy. There was a, oh, God, I'm trying to think. Probably when we had the barter department, they might have... done such a thing. I've been trying to figure out, by the way, how many phone numbers I have endured as a BAI volunteer.
Right. Were any of them less memorable than 516-620-3602?
Yeah, actually, the 917 number is less memorable.
Well, yeah.
It has no patter to it whatsoever. This one has a patter.
Oh, blank, to it. Oh, blank, oh, blank, oh.
Yeah, it's got a rhythm. The previous one, I actually had my listener from Bulgaria. He sent me email on different ways to say that number, and I'm afraid there was no mnemonic. He sent me, by the way, the coolest postcard I have gotten. He sent me from New Zealand.
Was it made of horse meat? Oh, that's Romania.
Close.
That's
not Bulgaria. Close. Yeah. it was from New Zealand. And the postcard itself was of Radagast the Brown. Oh, please, Max.
Oh, come on.
Played by Sylvester McCoy in a rather recent movie called The Hobbit.
Oh, okay, which I have yet to see.
Oh, well.
Assuming it's still out there.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. I think it is. So Sylvester McCoy as Radagast the Brown. Not that he's in the book. He's not in the book.
Mm.
But the point is, Sylvester McCoy is also known to many as the Eighth Doctor.
Ah.
Who? Yeah. And
now I've been watching a lot of BBC America.
And on the back was an Ian McKellen as Gandalf stamp. So it was like a double whammy. It was perfect. It was great, great postcard.
And what's this guy with the Hunting Wild Insects show, one of the Hobbits?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dominic Monaghan.
It's a great show. I enjoy
it. Is it really?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. He's cut out for this role of... you know, hunting down bugs.
Okay.
And explaining them to the audience.
Ah, yeah. No, the show on BBC America I've been enjoying the most is Ripper Street.
You know?
You haven't gotten into it.
It just seems like every week they have to go there, you know? First, it's the origin of pornography. The origin of the snuff film. The origin of cross-dressing clubs. I think this week it's the origin of sniper mass murders. You know, I mean, they got to put something outrageous, and the cross-dressing thing had nothing to do with the story. And even the main plot.
That's right.
Ergo, you know, LSD disease was
the
basis of the plot.
Wheat ergo. I guess rye, same difference. Yeah. Otherwise it could be W-R-Y. Ergot.
And, you know, some of the...
It's better than copper.
Between the accents and some of the language, I find it almost impossible to understand half of the dialogue.
Well, that's why there's closed captioning.
I can't get it to work on my setup.
Oh, well, you know, what can I say? Let me over at some point and we'll fix it up for you. Yeah. Your TV isn't that old, is it?
It's not the TV. I think it's the cable is at fault. Because
it's in the TV.
I have it turned on, and it doesn't appear.
Try the different settings. It could be in the cable. It could be cable.
If I didn't have so much on my DVR, I'd probably try to get a new box. But
now they have DVR extenders that supposedly work. One I got sucked. It didn't do anything. And the worst thing about the DVR extender is even if you do get it to work, and there's a very nice one that I saw online at a place named after a Brazilian river, was 1 terabyte.
The Nile? Oh, wait.
That's it. Nile.com. Nihilism.com. For under $100, they add a terabyte, which would be about, at high def, another 50 hours of high def.
Yeah, yeah.
Or lots at not high def. But the problem is, when you add it, it takes the volume of the hard drive in the player you already have and adds it to that. It's not like having separate drives. In other words, it will wipe everything off your current storage in order to get the additional space.
I see. Well, that's why, you know.
That's why
I have not traded mine in yet. And boy, working all these extra shifts during the move... It's not helping out my DVR, space conditions.
The move?
Of the station.
They're moving the station?
Yeah, I believe we're moving the station. I hear that it looks awfully empty out and about. I don't know if you've strolled around.
I thought they were just selling off the furniture.
But I believe they're padlocking the door Friday at midnight, so...
That doesn't seem likely.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem very likely.
Well, we'll see. Rumors abound, and, you know, no one has said a word about what the actual plan is.
There are lots of rumors, but the word plan seems almost antithetical to what experience we have seen here so far. And my understanding was that there was a negotiation made that every 2 weeks we would incur an additional fee. So the idea of...
I've heard differently, but, you know, who knows? I mean, they're all rumors. Until somebody who knows something says something, everything's a rumor, and I've heard dozens of them.
Yeah, well, what I heard, and I didn't hear it very clearly, came from a seasonal source. I think it was not winter, summer. Was my source.
Okay, but how long ago? I think it changes on an hourly basis. Oh, that's 2 weeks ago.
This is 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago. Come on, there's 18 new rumors since then.
Oh, well, only? One per hour should.
The latest one, I don't know if I should spread these rumors on the air. At midnight on Friday, we're going to start broadcasting from the new location.
Okay, is there a control room there yet?
But there's no connector to the Empire State Building yet that I'm aware of. Last I heard.
So it's back to Hurricane Sandy conditions.
I think it is. I think that may be exactly what we'll be
doing. In other words, we're all going to be broadcasting out of Michael G. Haskins' apartment.
That's right, out of his kitchen.
Yes, which wouldn't be the first time this kind of thing has happened, going back to the 1977 February 11th crisis.
Well, look at the bright side. Maybe the rest of the network will hold another, you know, poor BAI fundraiser for us that raises more money than our own poor BAI fundraiser.
Well, yeah, but they had the one day in which to go like bang at it. Was that solely for us, or was that also for PFW? Because they're moving at the same time.
No. That was an all BAI one day affair.
That was an all BAI affair, yeah. I got a phone call at home, I think I told you this, late in the evening from KPFA's station manager. To tell me all about it. All right, Jimmy, bye.
Yep.
How's it going?
The Aussie.
The other Aussie. Yep. The first Aussie, as opposed to the second Aussie.
The late and lamented, I suppose, other Aussie.
I'm lamentable. I'm not even in this time slot. I'm in a time slot that starts in 20 minutes.
But on more pleasant things, let's get back to BBC and their programming.
Yeah, okay.
Have you seen their Doctor Who retrospective? I missed the first one.
Yes, I did.
And the second one is coming up with the first Cyberman episode, I think.
Yeah, it's only the first one. They show an hour.
Right.
And then they show a four-part episode, so it comes to 3 hours. And, you know, if you haven't ever seen those, they're great. However, if one has, let's say, streaming Netflix,
right,
all of the ones that they're showing are available. And if you're...
Well, they don't have that many, do they? Aren't the most of them lost from the early days?
From the earliest days, yes, because they didn't have a Pacific Archives. They didn't. Yeah. No, the BBC... We're constantly putting stuff out on, what's the word? The wooden things that then...
pallets?
Yes.
Okay.
Putting them on pallets and just trashing them.
Yeah. Or like, I understand they also did what we did here in this country when tape came in.
Oh, yeah.
It was so expensive, they just used it over again.
Yeah.
Or record over that and record
something.
Yeah,
but you see, what they had were kinescopes.
Hmm.
And they weren't going to reuse kinescopes.
No, but for radio.
Oh, yeah.
They lost a lot of radio by just recording over the same tape.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But who started as television?
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun seeing the background. They didn't have enough information about those who started Who. They dealt with the first Doctor, but they didn't deal with how Doctor Who began as a kid's show with Verity Lambert starting it off. But they're making a full-length movie out of the creation of
a documentary
Doctor Who.
Movie or
a docudrama.
Oh, okay.
A docudrama.
Speaking of kid shows, I don't know if you've caught this series that runs with great regularity on IFC, the History of Monty Python. Have you seen this?
I've seen Monty Python, The Truth, According
the lawyers
to the Lawyers.
Cut.
Yeah, I saw that a couple of years ago, yeah.
The first episode I finally caught. I noticed they were running the whole thing, so I taped them all.
Right.
And I missed the first one. And it came on again, and the DVR, of course, did its thing, and I didn't get it. But it was on again that last week, and I finally saw it. It should win awards. So speaking of children's shows, the Bonzo Dog TV show that was written by half of Monty Python, is that available?
Yes.
A series or an episode or what? Because there were so many great clips of Beyond the Fringe and the David Frost show, and all of these things. Are these all available? Oh, look. Right there, eh? I wish I had room on my disc. I'd go copy them over.
Yes, exactly. They're black and white. They're not that large, but they're right on there. If I can remember the name of the series, I can tell you what folder they're in.
The Bonzo Dog Show?
Well, no, because no, it's
something in the afternoon.
It was actually created by this fellow, not Jason Isaacs. Inspector Frost.
Not David Frost.
No, Inspector Frost is a TV character same actor plays. He also created the first two Terry Pratchett TV movies, which were very, very good. Mm. The Color of Magic and Hogfather. Check your Netflix. It's on both.
My Netflix.
Yeah.
I work at WBAI. You think I can afford Netflix? Thank God Arrow is online for free.
Oh, God.
It's a great show. What even? Arrow is amazing. It's the best superhero show ever been on TV.
Okay, first of all, that's not saying much. Second,
but you know, it's one of the better shows on this season, I dare say.
Okay,
and
again,
you should watch it.
Not saying much.
Yeah. Okay.
You
don't have to like it. You've got your
Doctor
Who from the 70s.
You know what isn't half bad that I expected to hate? Continuum.
I stopped watching it after the first episode. We're supposed to choose between a fascist state or eco-terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Screw you. You know, there's no one to like.
The politics of it are pretty bad.
That's
yes.
Why, you know, I just couldn't get past that. They make the ecologists terrorists that are the villains.
And the
cop is a fascist from a fascist state.
But the funny thing is that they don't make any quips about it. They show that the eco-terrorists actually do have a good political point. It's just that these are extremists, but not necessarily all of them are. We don't know about some of the characters.
Yeah, they lost me with episode one.
Yeah, no, I continued with it, and it wasn't too bad. It was Arrow that lost me with episode one. And I know I should have kept watching it because
better.
John Barrowman is supposed to be on it,
I understand. He's the head villain.
Ah. Snarling.
And the dark Arrow. He has his own Arrow outfit and bow.
Ah.
So they battled it out in one episode, but he's basically, you know, a billionaire type of...
Well, one of the things that I have learned over time, but I haven't fully followed it, but one of the things that I have learned is you have to get past the pilot or the first episode. Mm. Sometimes it's better...
I thought the first episode was pretty good.
I couldn't stand the first episode of Warehouse 13. I just thought it was...
I didn't like much the first season of Warehouse 13, but I stuck with it and it turned into a good show.
So what I did was, not that long ago, I started with season two.
Yeah, I mean, the first season was
and
silly.
That was good.
It was
well, I don't know. I don't know because I didn't watch it. I got lost in the pilot.
You know, the characters were good, but the plots were just silly in the first season.
Mm-hmm. But so sometimes
talking TV with Max and Jim.
Yes.
How about Touch? You've been watching Touch?
No, not at all.
Oh.
I don't even know what Touch is.
This is the Kiefer Sutherland. Do I have the name wrong? Kring. What's his name?
Tim Kring has
Tim
a new
Kring.
Show.
Oh, okay. This is the second season started last week.
Oh, good God!
You missed the whole season.
I guess so.
Autistic children who have a great knack for numbers. And it's Kabbalistic, you know, there are Hasids involved who
of
know
course.
That there are 32 perfect humans in the world who have these gifts.
Now this is actually ancient Jewish legend.
Yes.
And I forget what they are called. The
after
32.
The premiere of second season, there are now 29, I think.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Well, you see, the thing is that there is an old Jewish tale of these various people, I don't remember what they're called. Barbara knows this story well, of course. And if the number ever drops below a certain amount, the earth will end.
Yes, yes. This is basically the story he's been told.
Okay, well, this is...
His son is one.
This is an ancient story. And one person doesn't know who the others are. It's not like they are a cabal.
Well, they've introduced a character who is on the trail of them all, And he could have been on Ripper Street, shall we say.
Okay, okay.
And his mission seems to be to eliminate them all.
That actually sounds like a good premise.
Well, that's this year's plot. Last year, the first season, you know, they would introduce groups of people around the country or around the world, all seemingly disconnected. And by the end of the show, they would, like, link them all together through, you know, strange happenings. There was a backstory with the kid, but, you know, the thing every week was these far-flung tales that would all come together at the end. This season, they seem to have gone for much more, you know, adventure and on the trail of the missing girl.
Okay.
And now the homicidal
killer. And what channel
killer.
Is this on?
It's on Fox. It's on...
Ah, that's why I
won't
watch
it. It's taken over the Fringe slot, as a matter of
fact. Ah, okay. See, I've Fringe is another show that I only saw the pilot of.
Good heavens. Good heavens.
And I didn't like the pilot at all. Despite John Noble.
Yeah.
I liked him fine. Everybody likes John Noble.
Yes. And he never won his Emmy. Boy, he was. There was no one more deserving than he was for the last 5 years on that show.
I thought he was great in Return of the King, actually.
Well, I understand he's moving to The Good Wife. He's going to appear on The Good Wife next.
Oh, good God.
As what? I don't know.
But you see, this is the thing that I love about, I hate to push the brand, but there really is just the one at this time of Netflix, because I like watching shows through binge viewing.
Yeah, yeah.
I will sometimes watch, first time through a show, a series, I might watch two, and on crazy days, I have done three episodes in one night. Just break out the popcorn.
I've done more than that if I have them on the DVR.
Yeah. Well, but with...
Like, I'll watch.
But when you do streaming, you don't need the DVR.
Well, that's
and that's
true.
Actually another reason that I like
know,
to stream.
I know, but you have to pay for it.
It's
I'm already paying.
We can't mention prices on the
air. I'm not
mentioning
prices.
But it's... well, no, I can't. Yeah, but my point is it's...
Pennies per dime on the...
Pennies per day, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
It is.
It's... And my Roku box is too far away from my server, so it doesn't work anyway.
Ah. I have a spare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I haven't been using the Roku box as much of late because I got myself a Blu-ray DVD player that has Netflix 2 on it. Instead of Netflix One, which means it has closed captioning and a few other niceties.
Yeah, but
on
if you can't get the signal to it, it's not going to do you any good.
Run,
of course, I understand my
run
what do you call
Ethernet
it? My
cable.
Wireless thing may be out of date, and there's a more powerful one available.
I can help you with that. First of all, there are repeaters.
Mm.
You know, something that boosts the signal, because
right.
It's just a weak radio signal. After all, it's a microwave signal. And secondly, you can run an Ethernet cable from one to the other.
It's a hell of a long Ethernet cable.
You can get 50 feet.
I don't think that would do it. But
you can do two 50-foot cables.
What's scintillating radio? An hour to the wolf start yet?
No.
Not yet, huh?
Another 7 minutes.
Well,
this is sort of Hour of the Wolf.
We're
as
still
it
watching
were.
The Earth. Yeah.
I think so. Yes, we are. And it spins. It spins. But this is actually what I often like to do on Hour of the Wolf. If I had, well, I'm not complaining. That's why I'm saying, instead of what I should be saying.
Oh, you mean. These mysterious numbers?
No.
The Fibonacci sequence?
No. Not just the mystery of having been moved out of my time slot of 39 years.
Oh, yes. Well,
you know, in a great experiment, which was, you know, phase one of three, they never got to phase two.
Let me put it this way, Jim. You're still on the air.
There is that.
How many people can I name with more than one show, but... this guy lost his so-called other show. Not that
oh,
I'm
that's right.
Complaining
yes.
or bitter.
Yeah, yeah. You lost a complete show.
I mean, I consider the show I do on Sunday night to be
I'm
a curator. It is not my show, except I'm the only one who can do it.
Yeah, Golden
the
Age.
The other show was Mass Backwards was my show.
Right.
It was my show.
And it was a free form show that had a lot of cool stuff on it. Where Golden Age of Radio, being a curator is a very good word for what you do with it. It's an excellent presentation of
why,
it.
Why bless you.
Gesundt. Speaking of which, we should talk about whether you want to do something at Lunacon. But
Do they have new management? I got an email from them a couple of months ago.
Yes, they have new management.
I must be in their Rolodex from 10 years ago.
I probably renewed it. I gave them a few names. Yeah. But they haven't, and maybe I should check your name out on their database, because I thought, you know, these people haven't gotten in touch with me at all after I sent them an email with a few names in October. And I got a thing saying, please tell us preference of panels you'd like to be on, you know, what things you'd like to do. And I go there and I look, and finally, through a trick, it was as badly coded as some radio stations' websites that I've seen, that I could not get a list. So I took a list, and then it's finally, here's a list of all panels, all things going on. And I said, oh, this might be interesting. This might be interesting. Hour of the Wolf Live? Mm-hmm. News to me. Hmm. Yes, I did have a discussion with somebody at the con.
Was it at 5 a.m. on Saturday morning?
Well, if only. it said Jim Freund will be conducting an episode of his radio program, Hour of the Wolf, which will be recorded live at Lunacon and broadcast the following week.
Hmm.
Which is it'll be 2 weeks after, because the following week after Lunacon, I have a guest, a live guest.
And when is Lunacon?
March, like the second week of March, something like that. I will do an actual show at Lunacon. My, dare I say it, my guest will be Hildy Silverman, who is not only the editor of Space and Time magazine and a nice writer and poet herself, her husband, who I've known for a little while, David Silverman, is the president, are you ready, of the whatever they call themselves, the American Atheist Association. Yes, he took over from
Mary Margaret
O'Hare.
McBride.
Yeah.
McCann. Yeah.
And boy, is he not like her.
Mm.
He accepts everybody. Are you an agnostic? Then you're one of us. Are you, she was hardline.
Madeline Murray O'Hare.
That's it. That's her name. I engineered her a couple of times here at WBAI. And in the early 70s,
I vaguely remember.
I saw Ayn Rand walk in and out of the station. Mm. But I engineered Madeline Murray O'Hare.
Mm.
And I have... and she was a hardliner. She was such a devout atheist that it was a faith. It was a religion with her. David Silverman is...
See, that's why I can't get into it, get behind it.
Well, but
or even like the show that's on the air now, I mean, it's an alternate religion without religion.
Yeah, well, it's a new management. They have a new management.
I'm not going to be a member of any club.
Anybody who causes Fox News to do shows against him is okay in my book. All right, because of course he's head of the conspiracy to remove Christmas from the face of the map or something like that. Bah humbug. Mm. And actually, to an extent, he is. But I'm sure he'd be willing, cheerfully agree with that. But having said that, he's a really nice guy. He's a charming fellow. And I like him. I like his kids. And his wife will be my guest at Lunacon.
I take it she's a writer.
She's editor of Space and Time magazine,
that's right.
Which is a small press magazine. And Barbara has a story coming out in there in 2 years. They have a very
backlog.
Oh yeah, they have a huge backlog.
They put it online. And it's not a magazine, I suppose.
No, it is a magazine if it's online. There are a lot of good magazines that are online only. Cross Genres, for example, I believe in its revived version is...
Only a minute till Hour of the Wolf starts, by the way.
Yeah, oh, by the way.
We should be playing promos now.
Yeah, that was mandated, was it? By the way, where are the new...
Because we don't have enough commercials on our non-commercial stations.
Where are the... We have months of commercials. Where are the new rules for Safe Harbor?
Were there some? The one they circulated was a five-year-old document,
yes.
Right, wasn't it?
Yes, well, what happened was... Shall I tell the story on the air? Sure, I will. They circulated this document... about 3.5 weeks ago, and it was dated something like 2007, and it was from our FCC lawyer, John Krigler.
Right.
And he wrote in there something that I've always maintained, that it is okay for us to honor and use Safe Harbor.
Except all the managers got together and decided otherwise.
Well, maybe so, but this memo was reissued. 3.5 weeks ago. And I took that to heart. And in fact, I wrote on the listserv and to WBAI management, I'm saying I'm so pleased to see that we are reinstituting Safe Harbor.
Oh, we are?
Well, I wrote this.
Oh, okay.
Wait, the story gets good. And
so what the bleep did you do?
Oh, what the bleep I did was I had on my guest, Keith DeCandido. And Keith came in, and I got him on, by the way, like 6 hours' notice. Mm. You see, 2 months before that, we're going to go Shaggy Dog here. 2 months before that, he was supposed to read at one of my readings, at the New York Review of Science Fiction readings, and he had car failure. He did not show. Mm. So when I called him and I said, how'd you like to do a show in 6 hours? He said, I think I'd better. So anyway... So I had Keith on, and he said, well, I've got this story in it, and I assume the usual radio things apply. And I said, no, actually, no, go right ahead and use the language in it. Mm. So I went on the air, and I read the memo on the air from our lawyer and the date that was sent out, and I read all the relevant portions about Safe Harbor, that 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., it's okay. And remember, I had sent a note to management about this. Mm-hmm. So I read it on the air, and then for the first time since the newbie managers had gotten together and issued a decree saying there is no Safe Harbor, making us the most conservative broadcast.
Except on Bloomsday, somehow.
Except on Bloomsday, right. I read that, and I did a disclaimer. You know, the following program contains frank language.
If you're offended by Frank Heller,
bleep off. Yeah, I did that. I did that with Frank Heller. Yes, yeah. Following program contains Frank Heller. Indeed. I did that thing. I read the disclaimer. I read the memo. Keith went ahead. He had at least 5 MFs. Ooh. Where's the list? Where's the list? He had like at least yes. Thank you. Oh, this is no longer numbered. They used to have numbers, so I could say number six. He used 5 number 6s. He used at least 3 number 3s, and I don't know, you know, put an infinity sign next to number 1 here.
Okay.
You know, so he used the blank word.
Number 7 shouldn't even be on the list.
No. As Carlin says, and remember.
Not only
as
Carlin, Krigler, but every comedian on, you know, on television.
And not to, you know, blank my son says or something like that. I mean, remember, the list of 7 words is not the FCC list.
Yeah.
The 7 words belong to George Carlin. Not to the government. And we were screwed because it was played on a Saturday at 2 p.m. It was not because we didn't have freedom of speech. It was because it was issued at a time when children might be listening. And a, you know, 5-year-old would not understand how a disclaimer works. And it was on an episode of Hour of the Wolf that Safe Harbor was tested and found true. I had on a guest by the name of Harlan, what's the last name?
Easelman.
Harlan Easelman, who had a news story that he'd read the night before that I recorded called Shatterday, which was later made into a TV version starring Bruce Willis, and A Twilight Zone, written, scripted by George R.R. Martin. I wonder what's happened to him. And the and I timed it. The last curse word in the story, it was a 45-minute story, and the last curse word went by like 29 minutes in. I play the whole thing, but I make it so that the last curse word goes by at 5:59 a.m., right? So as of 6 a.m., although the story continued another 15 minutes, there were no language problems. By the next, this was a Friday morning. By the following Monday morning, I was suspended. The FCC was after us. The station's license at stake again. And all this.
For this or for something else?
For my broadcast.
Oh, okay.
For my broadcast. And our lawyers, who were the same lawyers as the ones who fought the Carlin case, were ecstatic. They said, oh, this Ellison guy is great. He was the head of the Writers Guild of America. He had all these credentials. Harlan was ecstatic. I'm going to go to in front of the Supreme Court. I'm going to show that, you know, Justice Warren Burger where he can stuff his robes so the sun don't shine, blah, 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 blah. And the Justice Department advised the FCC, drop it. You're not going to get anywhere with this. And thus, the proof of the sanctity of Safe Harbor was established by an episode of Hour of the Wolf. Mm. And that sort of said, okay, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. And you know, thus made it so. P.S. Harlan was annoyed. he was looking forward to the Harlan Ellison, the Carlin Ellison decision. He wanted that in the record books, but as a Supreme Court case. But anyway, so fast forward to 3.5 weeks ago, right. I play this thing on a Wednesday night, just like now, and Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and that Thursday night we have a staff meeting about the move. And I had missed the first one the week before, so I attended the second one. And who should show up for it but the executive director of the Pacifica Foundation, Summer Reese. And she, fast talker, smart, you know, really, you've met her, you've dealt with her.
Yeah.
I mean, she's really,
I discussed my union grievances with her, as a matter of fact.
Ooh, okay.
And it didn't do any more good than discussing them with the union, the manager, or anyone else.
Yeah. she's fast. You'll give her that.
Yes. Oh, yes.
She's fast and she's smart. And
one more thing that I like about her, but I'll leave that out.
Off the air. I want to hear it. So she says, you know, the station
she
is...
She smokes, Jim. She smokes. Oh, I've outed her now.
She
went downstairs and had a smoke together, and well, I said, okay.
That sounds charming. She seems like the type. She's from L.A. What difference does it make? Your lungs are dead anyway.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
So she says to the room full of people, this week alone on the different Pacifica stations, there were at least three number sixes. She used the word.
We need more number fives, but, you know.
Well, yes, but this was number six.
Used to be a lot more number fives. WPAI.
The MF one. And I raised my hand and I said,
no, that's six. Okay.
And I said, you're not counting the five that I broadcast last night, right? She looked at me. She said, you didn't. I said, sure I did. Hmm. Absolutely. I have the email here to prove it. She said, yes, that was sent out. Do you have any idea how old that is? I said, yeah, it's about 6 or 7 years old. She said, Kriegler doesn't believe in that anymore.
Oh?
I said, really? She said, yeah. I said, well, you know what? I followed the rules. I read the thing on the air. I did a disclaimer. She said, what time of day was it? I said, 2 a.m. She went, burst her lips. Okay. You know. But she said, we're probably, you know, going to have to suspend you. I said, I obeyed all the rules. And she said, how... But I probably shouldn't be telling this part of the story in the air. She said, how are we going to explain to the FCC that we sent out an outdated memo?
Well, you know...
She has a point.
Okay, but a greater point that we also shouldn't discuss on the air is, you know, until somebody tells the FCC, they don't know about it.
Well, there's that. And
now
and
you've blown your cover.
There
Not only
we go.
Did you broadcast,
there.
But now you've told everyone you broadcast it.
Well, it was broadcast then. It's only just scrolled off the archive
but
now.
But nobody was listening.
Well, that's the...
Now.
Yeah, not at this time, exactly. So so that actually was my... So since then...
But look, they've shot down, you know, all of these indecency things on TV...
Well, yes.
So, I mean, this
but
is old hat.
It's old hat, and this has all been dealt with on TV. But on TV, they've got money. Mm. And we don't. We don't have any money unless somebody should call in at area code 516-620-3602 and pledge at least $25 to become a subscriber to WBAI. Outside of that, we have no money. Which is why we're moving with our yes. tail between our legs to a college campus all the way uptown. I'm in southern Brooklyn, you know.
Yeah.
I don't mean Brooklyn South, southern Brooklyn. And, you know, this is over a two-hour each-way train ride in the middle of the night. So this is problematic, not to mention
I have not been there yet,
there.
So I haven't even timed out. I don't know how...
Well, Mike Sargent put a video online, as did...
And didn't tell anyone. Laughlin.
Yeah, he put out, he put out a link like 2 or 3 days ago.
I need to go look. Oh, after I told him, you know, as long as you've made the movie, why don't you tell people about it?
Oh, maybe that was it. Maybe that was what did it, yeah. And what you see there, and this was as of last Tuesday, it's like, well, here's where the control room will be.
Well, I hear someone went there yesterday, and it looks exactly the same as it did.
Yeah.
When the staff took the tour a week or two ago.
Well, I couldn't imagine that they were able to do that much since. I mean, it looks like a nice facility. It's just, you know, hell and creation to get there, not to mention the climb up Vinegar Hill, which everybody goes, oh, no! Although I've spoken to a couple of people that are very familiar with the campus, and they were shrugging, saying, it's not bad. Mm. But when I said, what about at 3:30 a.m.? And they gave me a look saying, that can be a problem.
Yeah. Well, I won't be. I'll only be leaving at strange hours. I'll mostly be arriving at.
Well, I would be
hours.
Leaving at about 3:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, unless something changes.
Well, Jim, as nice as it is, as pleasant as it is to sit here and exchange
chat.
Pleasantries. I actually need to produce 2 newscasts by 5 a.m., so I'm going to go back to the duties that called me here this evening.
Okay.
And leave you to Hour of the Wolf.
Okay, now since I'm actually going to be doing a live reading this morning, did you want me to actually... You're not going to...